You are like Mary of Bethany, sitting and adoring at the feet of Jesus. Nothing and no one can take your eyes off of his face. Your offering of love has cost you everything. You have counted the cost and paid the price. With your tears, you bathed his feet. You don't listen to the words of contempt all around you. You are willing to be a woman of bad reputation. You smile through your tears, even if your throat is choked up. Jesus smiles back at you, mindful of all the reasons that have driven you to his feet. He is speechless at your affection and zeal for him. Because she loves me, says the Lord, I will hide her in the day of trouble, no matter what it may look like to her. I will deliver her children and write my name upon their hearts. I will fight her enemies, and she will see with her own eyes their demise. I will bless her with an answer to her prayers for that financial need and for that one she is praying to be delivered from drugs, and I will heal sickness. I will give her the gift of faith as she has asked me for. I will love her with an everlasting love and free her from all of her doubts about this and make it real to her. I will bind up those wounds emotionally. You see no way of ever being closed. I will mend your heart, my love. Thank you, daughter, for your steadfast heart, for your sacrifice of praise, for your lavish love, for your extravagant worship, for your prayers from your beautiful heart. You walk in the way of love. Love is the greatest gift in the world to have and to give. If you feel like you don't yet measure up, put your own name into these sentences, and your words will create your world. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't force itself on others, isn't always me first, doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, doesn't revel when others grovel, takes pleasure in the flowering of truth, puts up with anything, trusts God always, always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Love had made you a deep well, a place where many people come to receive living water. A gorgeous waterfall is nearby, pouring into a deep green pool. A fruitful harvest grows, watered by this deep well and pool. In this place, there is also a meadow with lots of sunshine and flowers. You are a place where people find peace and wisdom to nourish their souls. This prophetic blessing was created for me, actually, by the woman I call my soul sisters. But if you resonate, or if you desire this blessing for yourself, it's yours too. We are one in Christ. It takes more than one reading to create your world with God's Word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So you may want to read your word out loud, sometimes even several times a day, for weeks and months if necessary, however long it takes to move the mountain that's in your path. I hope you found this helpful, and if you'd like to, you're welcome to add to this blessing with your own words in the comment box below. Thanks so much for being here, my friend.